Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Ebling and You. This is Cameron Ganas filling in for Jack Ebling. And I'm joined in studio with my good friend Justin Kane, who is co-hosting with me for the next hour plus. We'll be here through 7 o'clock for you. And coming up next, or I should say on the phone with us right now, is Scott Westerman from the MSU Alumni Association. As you might have just heard in the commercial that came in, part of the efforts that he's doing trying to reconnect the alumni with the world back here in mid-Michigan, as well as kind of back out, reaching around the country. And Scott, we could talk to you all day long about the amazing alumni that are here still in town or that are off doing other great things. But, well, first of all, welcome aboard.
It is great to be with you guys, and I got to tell you, if you ever need a secondary job, it sounds like you found one. You guys are sounding great today.
That's great. Well, welcome back from New York City, or maybe you're still out there. I know you were out there last night. But the what I want to talk to you about is your, I don't know what you call it, your knowledge. Your, I think it's more than knowledge. I would say it's expertise in new media and how it's impacting the old media, or how the world is communicating now, and how you're finding those some of those tools that are working not only in your world, but how you're seeing it work in the business world outside of what you're just doing day to day.
Well, you know, I was very lucky because prior to coming to Michigan State, I was a Comcaster. I worked for Comcast in the Southwest. And being a geek at heart, I had a chance to be one of the beta testers for Twitter. And so when things started to happen with that and there was a critical mass there, I started watching the search function on that, and I plugged Comcast into the search function. And lo and behold, the kind of things that we typically tweet about are the things that are either bugging us or the things that we really like. And, of course, I would hear more about the challenges people were having with Comcast at that point in time. And when you have 28 million customers around the country, it's inevitable, even if you have a less than 1% failure rate, that at any one given day you have thousands of people that need your help. So what I did with that was I actually started to reach out and engage customers to connect them with resources to solve their problems and make them happy. And what that did, what ultimately happened, was we turned a lot of people that were anti-cable into Comcast fanatics. So for me, bringing that to MSU alumni, from the get-go, we've been all about engaging our alumni across the country and around the world on a variety of social media, whether it's our Facebook presence or our Twitter presence. It is another way for us to communicate. I always tell everybody that social media is really not that special. It's just another communications medium. And if you're good at it, you can really make a lot of progress with it as well.
Well, I think that it's interesting because social media itself is such a buzzword, but I think people are using Twitter and Facebook as buzzwords, or just kind of this expected, you know, kind of holy grail of it's solving everything. I can't tell you the number of potential clients or people that we do some business with, and they say things like, "Well, make us a Facebook page. We're going to make a lot of money off of it." And it's like it's like you said, it's not really anything new. It's just kind of a new way of reaching out and connecting and solving those traditional old problems. It's like being in good business anyway. You just got to listen.
It's another tool for the toolkit. It's very interesting because when I was in New York, I got to sit down with one of our alums who's in that space. He works as a public relations and marketing consultant for some major Fortune 500 companies. And what typically happens is an executive will come to him and say, "We need a website," or "We want to have a Twitter presence." And what we recommend is that it's just part of an overall presence that you have in the community. It's just another way of communicating. And the ultimate end for this thing is that you want to have some sort of action with people in real life, as they say, or IRL, as they like to say on Twitter. For me, an example, your relationship with me is one exactly like that. We started out communicating on Twitter, and the highlight for me was when I actually got a chance to come down to your office, see what your company's doing, and more importantly, see what you're doing to kind of bring people and commerce back to the center city of Lansing. And it all started in Twitter.
Well, thanks. I think it was the We Love Izzo campaign that was going around. That was such a fun. That was a fun time and a fun. Now I just call it experiment. But wow, talk about a wildfire, or kind of a rapid response to people engaging in something that they felt very kind of passionately about. And that's one of those examples where you can use social media or harness the power, I guess, another buzzword there, of social media in a very relevant period for something like that, just because how else could we have shared something that fast? And
well,
we've got less than a minute here, and I'd love to hear kind of how you think other people could maybe use that concept and just think, you know, very simplistically about interacting with their business.
Well, at the end of the day, and yours is a classic example, the message has to be important. It's not how you say it. It's what you're saying. So if you got a great message like We Love Izzo or We Love MSU, you may get some traction for it. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Great. Thanks so much, Scott, for joining us. I appreciate the little clip on the word there, too. So, Scott Westerman, the MSU Alumni Association and technology master, I guess, if you will. I definitely believe that what he's bringing to the alumni and to the university is definitely on the leading edge of stuff. So, coming up after the next break, we'll see you for one more hour of Ebling and You.